This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Paris.
Hey everyone, it's Paris. We are back with another episode. Excited for today's guest, the iconic Jonathan Bennett.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I'm just so happy to be here with you two of my favorites in the business. In one room, on one couch. I mean, life can't get any better.
Well, I'm so happy that you're here, and congratulations on
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a married man now.
How does it feel?
Well, we poop with the door open now. That's pretty much the biggest thing that has changed in our relationship. It's like once you're married, like all privacy just goes away. Dog runs in. You're like, babe, what are you doing? The dog's like in the bathroom. I'm like, come and get him out of here. Like just it, you become like that married couple overnight.
That happened to you, Paris?
No.
I've never done that thing in my life.
Like, not even with the door open, just
boys
in general.
Only do it.
Yes. But it just comes out in a bag and it's thrown away. Okay. It's like it just comes out automatically.
Oh, what a hot start to this episode.
Yes, hot
huh?
start. Sexy. But married life is fun. I love it. It's fun because you're relaxed into it, right? You're like, all of a sudden you just like relax into your relationship. Like, okay, this is it. This is no matter what happens, this is us. And so it's like you handle problems differently. You approach things differently. It's like there's no like bail button. You're not going to like bail on this. You're just in it for the win it, you know? It's nice.
It is a good feeling. You just feel like safe mm-hmm. at home. Like you don't need to like run around anymore and look around because you have what you love. And
it's just,
it's dope.
You know that no matter what happens, you have someone to tackle it with. Like no matter what happens in your life, like this person's going to go through that fire with me, whatever it is.
Yeah, how did you and James meet?
We met, he interviewed me for his show, Celebrity Page. So I went to the Grove to get interviewed. I was promoting Halloween Wars on Food Network, and it was a Halloween pumpkin carving. He actually tried to get out of the interview, right? He tried to get out of it because he had never seen Mean Girls and was like always trying to get out of the interviews. He's like, I don't want to have to go to the Grove early in the morning and like interview this guy from Mean Girls. And his best friend, Marie, was there. And she goes, who is it? And he goes, Aaron Samuels. She goes, oh my God, I have to get a video for October 3rd. You have to do the interview. So she like made him go to the interview, and he was trying to get out of the whole time. And he goes, fine, you can go, but you have to pretend to be my assistant. She goes, fine, I'll go. So they go to the interview. I'm walking in. I see a guy setting up and like going over like a script. And I turn to my publicist and I go, who is that? He goes, that's the host. And I was like, oh my God, he's so hot. Is he gay? And he goes, I don't know. I'm like, look him up. Look him up. So my publicist looks him up on Instagram.
As a publicist do.
And says, LGBTQ+. He goes, yeah, he's gay. I go, oh my God, I got to go fix my hair. And I run to the bathroom. And my publicist goes, you were going to go on national television without looking at your hair, but because the host is cute, you want to make sure it's fine. I'm like, obviously.
Yes.
And then I walk out of the bathroom. His producer is standing there. And I ask her, I go, am I about to meet my future husband? And she goes, I think so. Literally, I said those words to her as I like exited the bathroom, checking my hair.
Aww.
And we met and like instantly just had a connection from the moment we met. We were like two 13-year-old girls that couldn't like talk to each other. It was just like giddy. Like I was just giddy around him. He said he was giddy once we like touched each other because we went to take a snapshot, because we all have one, as if you're gay, you have one common friend that everyone has in common, and that is Lance Bass, because he's our leader.
Yeah.
So we were both like, oh, you know Lance? I know Lance. Like, we both love Lance Bass. We're like, let's take a picture and send it to him. And as we like touched each other to take the selfie, he was like, there was a spark.
Yes.
And right from that moment, it was over.
Electric,
like, it was done.
Sparks.
Yep. Did you have sparks?
Yes. With,
like,
Carter.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Like the 13-year-old little girl,
yeah.
Like that vibe, and you're just like freaking out, and you'd feel these electricity sparks, and you kiss, and you're like, touch or hug, I don't know.
No,
and it's a thing.
Yes, and you feel, we didn't kiss that moment. I went home and left, but here's the thing. I went home and I go, can I get your number? He said, you better. So I got his number and we left, and my publicist goes, okay, for 3 days, you can't call him. You came on way too strong, way too strong. I'm like, obviously, I got you, fam. I'm not going to call him. I get out of the car. I pick up my phone. I immediately call him, and I'm like, is it weird if I wanted to come back and kiss you right now? He goes, no. I go, good, because I'm already driving. I got in the car, was driving back to the Grove. I was like, we just have to kiss and see if this is what I think it is. So we meet in the farmer's market parking lot, right by that little fruit and vegetable stand. Like, he's standing there. I walk up to him. I go, should we just do it? And he goes, yeah. So we just kiss right there. Just, aww, like kiss. And when it happens, it's like The Notebook with Nicholas Sparks. Like doves come out of nowhere. There's like a guy in a canoe comes by. There's like birds. It starts raining out of nowhere. We're like soaking wet. Like I'm Rachel McAdams. Like we're making out. And I'm like, oh my God, this is love. And then all of it goes away. And we go, okay, dinner tonight? He goes, yeah, great. And we went on our first date at Barney's Beanery in Santa Monica, and had turkey sandwiches because we were afraid to kiss each other with onion breath. So we had plain turkey sandwiches. And then we sat on the beach for 6 hours and talked. And like, that was done.
Aww. Wow. I've been to the Grove. I've never seen doves. You might be confusing it for like a car accident and someone chasing some shoplifters.
But isn't the Grove a funny place too? Like, I've been going there for what, 20 years. And it's the place where if you're going on a first date, you never want to take someone, because you will run into someone you, yes, don't want to, yeah, run into at the Grove if you're on a date. Every single,
yeah,
time.
Like, this is a great,
it's just gonna be
the,
yeah.
So we're,
go to the Grove. Be awkward.
Run into your ex.
Yeah, run in, always.
Always.
And like the best hookup I ever had in LA, no matter what it was, like, you know, cool like VIP things you'd get to go to as being an actor. The one thing that I was so proud of is I knew the hostess at the Cheesecake Factory. And so when you would go on a Friday night and you wanted to eat and there was like 2.5 hour wait, I'm like, I got this. And I'd go in and be like, hey, it's me. And she goes, hold on. And she'd hand me a buzzer and then she'd buzz it. And she'd be like, okay, your table's ready. I'm like, yay. And they're like, that's the pull that I was so proud of having,
yes,
is the Cheesecake Factory at the Grove.
Congratulations. That's really, you've made it.
I've made it.
Wait, I don't want to not acknowledge this. Did James ask you about October 3rd? Did he ever do that for his producer?
No, but I did the video for his best friend, and then I was pissed because I called my agent and I was I was so upset because I was like, wait, this guy has some show called Celebrity Page and he has an assistant. I'm like, I have 7 shows on Food Network. Cake Wars, Cupcake Wars, Cupcake Wars Kids, Holiday Wars, Halloween Wars. I'm like, I have every war that has ever been made on Food Network, and I don't have an assistant. He gets an assistant, but come to find out it wasn't a real assistant. It was just, yeah, a fake best friend. So, but we did take the video for her and she did post it.
So cute. Does the Mean Girls thing ever get old? Be honest.
No.
You want to say yes.
Does that, like, do, do, Like, you have things that you've done in your career that, like, launched you into superstardom. Like, that's hot. Things like that. Does it ever get boring to you or sick of it? No,
no,
right?
It's iconic.
But Paris,
it's iconic.
Paris is different. Don't agree with Paris, but if that's not how you feel.
No, but here's why. I think there's a special thing. And I think what is so great about Paris Hilton is what you lean into, the things that made you who you are, right? Because people love it and it makes them so happy. And I think with Mean Girls, here's the story with Mean Girls. Like, my for a few years after it came out, I did get a little like, I don't want to be like, everyone's associating me as Aaron Samuels. But then a couple different like old school actors that I've worked with said something to me that kind of changed my mind. He goes, kid, everyone doesn't get a Mean Girls. You got a Mean Girls. Don't shy away from it. Like, every actor doesn't get that blessing of like getting to have a movie that becomes part of pop culture. You just don't. Like, there are very few and far between. And when my dad was dying with brain cancer, he had brain cancer. When he was like, on his last kind of few months, we were in Tennessee at an Applebee's, and waitress came up and wanted a photo, and she was so excited because Mean Girls fans are the best fans in the world, because they're not, it's not just a movie. It's a part of their life. Mm-hmm. They say it, they speak it, they dress it, they dress up like it for Halloween. They have their little, like, on Wednesdays, we wear pink. They have their little girlfriends. They know like where they were when they saw it for the first time. They've watched it not once, they've watched it 1,000 times. And it's such a cool movie that gets to do that. Not many movies have that. And so this girl came up and she wanted a picture, and I took a picture with her, but I was in a really kind of pissy mood because my dad was passing away of brain cancer. I knew this was like the last meal we'd probably have at a restaurant together. And so I was just being a little jerk. And I was like, Dad, why do you have to? Because he's like, oh, do you want a picture with them? And like called the girls over because he could tell they were all giggly and like excited. And I was like, Dad, what? I took the photo. And then I was like, Dad, why do we have to do that? Like, can't we just have dinner? You know, but I was emotional and like not in a good spot from it. And he goes, John. And he goes, look over there. And the girl was texting her friend, sending the photo. The one girl was on the phone calling, like, it's, you know, it seemed to be like her mom or someone. And her hand was shaking and she was crying and they were so excited. And he just looked at me and he goes, when was the last time you saw someone that happy?
That's, and I was like,
you're right. He goes, one photo and you get to like meet them and she's crying and she's shaking because she's so excited because you were part of her childhood. He goes, when is anyone that happy? And I was like, you're right. And from that moment on, I just leaned into everything that anyone wants with Mean Girls. And you want me to take a video for October 3rd? I'll take the video. You want to push my hair back and tell me it looks sexy? We can do it. Because it's more than a movie. It's a part of people's lives. And I will just forever be grateful to that movie and what it did for me and changed my life and what it did for so many people. Because it's the movie that people watch when they go through a breakup. It's the movie they watch when they're, you know, they're sick on the couch and have the flu. It's like, it's such a part of people, and it's just such an honor to get to do that. So yes, does it get old? Yes. Am I unhappy about it? No. Like, yes, of course it gets exhausting. So people will come up and want a photo and she goes, okay, I want to ask you a question. I'm like, I bet you want to ask me what day it is. And she's like, yes. And I was like, okay, ask me. And she's like, what day is it? I'm like, Thursday. Okay. It's October 3rd. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like lean into it, but it gets exhausting, but it's also exciting. So like, it is what it is, and you're never going to shy away from it.
That's a nice answer. I think that's beautiful. I think your dad had a really good perspective on
it. I mean, it's nice that you got to have you don't get to have this movie. Not everyone gets a movie like this, you know?
No.
And like, there are days, I'm not going to lie, when I'm like exhausted or not in a great mood and like someone wants a photo, I'm like, okay, yeah, let's do it. What do you want? October 3rd? Like, I'll just speed through it. I'm like, what do you want me to ask you for the video? And they're like, you've done this before. I'm like, here, give me the phone. I'll take the selfie. And also, if you're going to take a selfie, I'm a gay man over 40. Please do not take it from underneath my chin. Like, just have the respect and the decency to let me hold the phone and do it selfie style where I can put it up in the trees. Okay. I want that angle on my chin because it looks more flattering, because everyone that wants a photo is like 5'2" and they're like, this is a great angle, and it's just all of my chin and bags under my eyes. I'm like, just let me take the selfie. So if you see me and you want a photo, I'm happy to take the photo, but just let me take the selfie for us, okay?
There's a video that Paris just had, and I don't know when she's posting it, but it's her literally telling a fan, being like, let me take the photo.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Because you know, then you can control it, and you know it's going to look cute.
Or if they're shaking or something, so it's all
Yes,
blurry,
it's blurry. Yes, like, they great. Get shaky. And it's adorable, but like also you have the thing that happens where they forget to, like, they're so excited and I love it and it's so beautiful and I'm so happy and grateful, but they forget how to use their phone. Like all of a sudden in that moment, can we have a photo? You're like, sure. And then all of a sudden all logic and reason goes out the window. Yeah. Like they forget their password. They're and they're trying to do it, but their hands are sweaty and they're punching it. So you push the camera button on the phone screen that opens to the camera, hit it to selfie, take it, and you're golden.
Yeah, it's funny. They rarely ever do good photos themselves.
0%. Yeah. 0%. But it's fine. That's not what they do all day. And this is what we do all day. And this is our job. And
it's cute.
We'll do it for them.
Yeah. Paris, did you have a moment where you were like, do you ever have a moment where you were grumpy? Because every time we talk about it, you always seem like you're so down to do it. But there's got to be a moment at 7 a.m. after DJing in Ibiza that you're like.
Wait, say it again. In where?
Ibiza. I don't want to sound like an asshole who knows how to say it, who doesn't know how to say it.
Oh, did you eat mozzarella too on your spaghetti?
Mozzarella, okay, good.
Yes. For me, I am very patient and I love to make people happy. So even if I'm so exhausted, if I just got off a plane or if I haven't slept or anything, I will still do it. And then I'll feel so bad like if I don't get everyone, because sometimes it will start... It causes like a line of people and then it becomes so much. And the store might be like, oh, we can't have this in here. No pictures. And then I feel bad. And then like, can you come outside with me? And I'm like, okay. And then I go outside and
she's the best at it.
She's the best.
But it's like, it makes people so happy. And it's like a few minutes of my life to like make someone's like dream. Like it's just such an incredible gift to have to give someone.
Like when Paris does the thing of, I haven't met with everybody yet. She's being really serious, but we've all seen those either videos of celebrities or we've seen being in LA and being in this industry. We've seen celebrities here where they go, oh no, they're making me go to the car. Okay, I'll talk to you. I gotta go. No, I hate this. And then they get in their car like, Jesus Christ, that was a lot of people, you know?
Yeah. And it's true. But then again, like I've never experienced that because I never really have anywhere to go. I'm like, I have to work. They're like, Jonathan, you're not working. I'm like, right. Yeah, I knew that. It's fine. No, I'm good. Let's stay here.
Yeah, Paris is pretty busy. So
she's a busy girl. And first of all, your house is better than I could ever dream of a house being.
Thank you.
And you have a cryo chamber.
Yeah, sick.
It's my favorite thing to do. You feel so good.
So good. You have to do it.
I will. Can I do it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, can I take a selfie while I'm in there?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Obviously. Yes. We'll go in together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll sing Frozen. Mm-hmm. What do you listen to? Do you listen to music when you do it?
Yeah.
What do you listen to? I have like certain songs that are my go-tos.
I only listen to Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling.
It's one of my go-to songs. Go to Next Health and ask them what I listen to. That is one of the ones that I always listen to.
Good.
That or Pitbull's Fireball.
Oh, I haven't tried that one. Does it make Fireball. You feel warm? Yeah.
Fireball. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. You know what I mean?
Music or it's
you're like
so boring.
Singing Fireball in there and it's like, okay, I'm hot. Ooh, I got this.
I've been wondering why Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling is still on charts places. I was like,
it's amazing.
Who's listening to this song still? It's you
Jonathan
two
and Paris.
Playing it enough that it stays on Spotify's top 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. That or I listen to anything like Wicked, like the musical, musical in there, like Book of Mormon or something. I'll go through that whole thing.
Yeah, pretty okay. I'm excited. I'll watch you in the cryo.
Do you go
chamber.
In the cryo?
I've never done it.
What?
Why not? Do you want to go in together?
Can we? Is it a multi-person
absolutely.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try. I'll go in then.
This is Paris.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills, We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
We want to talk specifically about our new competition as a podcast. Oh. Thanks a lot.
You know, someone had to do it.
We were doing so well.
You were.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have like tens of listens. Don't worry.
Okay? Not only did you decide to launch a podcast right now, that I feel like, again, the audiences are going to be somewhat similar, like more than most. Mm-hmm. But you've done it on iHeart too. So you've now really, you're really trying to take our thunder.
First of all, no one can steal your thunder or your lightning. Okay. This is a safe place, and both of you are a mega powerhouse in the podcast community. We are just trying to do a little gay one called Pridecast, and it's just the little engine that could, that is just struggling along. I'm just kidding. It's chugging along, getting all the views. Or do you get views or listens?
I've made that mistake so many times.
Downloads. Like, whatever. No, we launched a podcast on iHeart. iHeart Radio calls up and says, hey, we want you to do a podcast. I go, well, I don't know much about anything, so I don't think you want me. And they said, well, it's just about being gay. I'm like, I'm super good at that. So I was like, I can do that in my sleep. So we launched a podcast with iHeart, but it's a gay podcast, and it's called Pridecast.
Cute.
Because we're full of pride.
How is that not already taken?
I know. I think it was. We're just going to do it better. But there, you know, yes. anyone that there's plenty of pie in the podcast community for plenty of listens. So we are going to be your sister station that helps promote each other back and forth, because there's probably going to be a lot of people that listen to this podcast that will get a kick out of ours. And a lot of people that listen to ours, that'll get a kick out of Paris's and yours. What is this one called? That's Hot.
This is Paris. How dare you?
This is Paris. This podcast, this is amazing. This right now is amazing. But what we did was, we just wanted to create a fun place, because the LGBTQ plus and the queer community have so many things that they have to struggle with. They have to fight. They have to stand up. They have to have activism. There's so many things that they're trying to do. And we talk so much about how hard it is to be queer. But we thought, hey, let's take that idea and flip it on its head, because we have a lot of conversations that are happening about that. But what about the conversations about how awesome it is to be gay? Like, there are so many great conversations to be had that just celebrate the queer community and talk about what it was like going to your first pride. Like, everyone remembers the first time they went to a pride parade, or the first like pride they went to. Like, how awesome is it to be gay? How awesome is it to be queer? Like, what are the great things about being in this space, and all the power that comes with it? Like, the power that comes with being queer, and the power that comes with being part of the Alphabet Mafia. You have a power and a responsibility, and you get to have so many great things that also come along with it. So it's just a celebration of the queer community and all the colors of the rainbow and all the people in it. We have people like Leah Delaria, Broadway's Jerry Mitchell, who created Hairspray and Legally Blonde and so many Kinky Boots, all the amazing musicals. We have some RuPaul's Drag Race stars like Peppermint and Nina West on. There's so many amazing people coming on the podcast to talk about just kind of what their experience is like in the queer community. And, you know, talking about your first pride, do you guys remember, have you ever been to a pride before? You have, yes. Obviously. Do you remember the first one you went to, or where it was?
The first one was in West Hollywood. I was the Grand Marshal.
See? You remember.
In the parade. Yep. Yeah. It was amazing. I was with Tinkerbell and my mom. And I just remember like wearing this like tiara and this like golden dress. And I was like waving at everyone like Princess Diana.
Yeah, it was. But you remember that first time you went to Pride. Amazing. Like it's this moment where it will always burn in your brain. You're like, yes, I remember being there and what it was like to like step out and be like, oh, there are other people like me that are doing this. And okay, wait, there's more of us than I thought. Like, you know, it's like a one place where everyone gets to come together and celebrate. And I think it's such a fun thing to talk about, like what pride means to everyone. Because pride changes. Like the word queer, that's a horrible word. But however, the new generation thinks it's a great word. To my brain, it was a horrible word growing up. Because when I was growing up, I would get called queer and like pushed in the locker or by Justin. He used to, I remember on the third floor, he came up and was like, yeah, sorry for the call out, Justin.
That's really his name?
Yeah.
Dickbag.
He would literally push me into the locker and be like, queer, and shove me in the locker on the third floor. And I remember hitting my head against a maroon locker growing up. And that was the word they called that, you know, we would cower when we heard it. But now we have power when we hear it. Wow, did I just make that up? We would cower and now we have power. Gosh, I should have a gay podcast. Yes. Okay. So, all right, too late. It's called Pridecast on iHeart. Listen now. There's so much power in the changing of the words like queer. And there's so many words that have different meanings that evolve over time. And what's so fun about this podcast is that now I use the word queer as an empowering word. And I take the power back to the word. Like I'm part of the queer community and I'm proud of the queer community and I'm proud to be a part of it. And I love that word. But when I was growing up, it was a different time. So what's so cool about this podcast is that we talk about the evolution and how everything's ever changing. And like, you know, there's letters being added to the queer community. There's, you know, LGBTQ. Now there's LGBTQ+, LGBTQIA+. There's so many different letters being added and so many people needing representation that it will always be evolving. So with Pridecast, there's a great place to go and have those conversations of what those words mean and how do we take the power back? How do we reclaim those words?
Wow. It's a beautiful concept. I'm excited for, you said earlier when we were kind of talking off the podcast about families to listen to this.
Yeah.
And people who just want a positive connotation to be associated, to listen to something positive about this life. And I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. There's so many families that have of either LGBTQ+ kids or LGBTQ+ parents that have kids. It's a place for everyone to come and, you know, it's a home for everybody to come and just hear some funny stories, listen to how cool it is to be gay and listen to all the power that comes along with that. And, you know, it's not, you don't have to be gay to listen to the podcast. There's so many of our straight friends and allies that come and listen to it because they might learn something that they didn't know before they listened to the podcast. Oh, okay, that's what that word means. Or, oh, that's why we do this or that during Pride. Mm. And so it's not just a gay podcast. Like, yes, it's a gay podcast, but you don't have to be gay to listen to it. It's a home for everybody.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so inspiring and empowering. And also for people to not feel alone sometimes, for people to see what people are going through. Like, even it's fun to talk about good times, but it's also good to talk about bad times as well. So, because life isn't perfect always. No. And we all go through things, but
when did you?
I'm excited for you, and I can't wait to listen to
Thank you. It's so much fun. And we do these little nuggets in there that I love called gay history, like this week in gay history. So we'll talk about just a, you know, like a 2-minute thing of like, hey, this week back in 1976, this happened. And you're like, whoa, you learn these little nuggets along the way of, and then we also shine our big gay spotlight on different members of the community that people might not be talking about. We have a great producer, Raymond, who does deep dive digs, and he finds someone in the community that's doing something awesome that we might not know about. And it's a way for us to just shine our big gay spotlight on them. Just to be like, hey, did you know that so-and-so in Indiana is doing this? And kind of bring some light to them and maybe help them grow and help them get a little bit of traction to help whatever their purpose is that they're doing. So it's just a fun place. You learn a little bit. You get some feel-good, heartwarming moments. And you also get to celebrate the community.
When did you come out?
Of the womb. When I came out of the womb, I was gay. People always ask, they're like, when did you know you were gay? And I'm like, when did you know you were straight? Because the first time you probably looked at a boob and were like, yo, I'm into that, was probably the same time I was looking at a dude and being like, yo, I'm into that.
Yeah.
It's the same time. It's same, like the same development happened just like what happens when little kids are growing up and they're like, oh, I realize I'm straight. I realized I was gay at the exact same time.
But did you, were you open about it right away with
no,
your friends
and
family?
No, because obviously society and everything, that you know, you have your, I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, probably not the highest on the like pride
list,
march. Yeah. Didn't have any pride parades in Rossford, which is my little hometown. So I grew up, obviously knew who I was, but didn't really, wasn't able to like grasp it or accept it. It wasn't until like my senior year of high school that I really kind of understood everything that was going on. But then I had to go back in the closet when I moved to New York, and I was out to my friends and family, but when I moved to New York and started acting, I booked all my children at the soap opera.
Yeah.
It's a daytime television, which all the kids listening. Okay. A soap opera is something that used to be on television back in the day when you would record it with a VHS tape. Okay. A VHS tape is, it's what we would use to, anyway, you'll just Google it. But, there was a show called All My Children, and I booked it, my first acting gig. And I remember going out to this, it was 2000, and we were in New York at a place called Limelight.
Yes.
Do you remember Limelight, mm-hmm. the cathedral?
Yep.
And they had that. And then there was another place called the Eagle, mm-hmm. and it was, or 1976 or 78, it was called. And on Thursday nights, they would do a thing called Pop Rocks. And it was the 18 and over club. And you would go, and it was when Britney and Justin and Backstreet and NSYNC were all at the top of their game. It was like Britney's Pepsi commercial had just aired. And they played the Pepsi commercial as a dance song in the club. Ba, 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 ba. Like, yes. That was one of the songs. I walk in, I'm like, I have found my heaven. This is all I want in the world. Like, it was like NSYNC, everything. And like Christina, and everyone was just dancing, and it was so much fun. And I went to it, and one of the publicists from ABC's assistant was at Pop Rocks and saw me, and he like went to his boss and was like, hey, Jonathan was at Pop Rocks. So I got a call in to the office for the All My Children publicity. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go on Regis and Kelly. They're calling to tell me I got like the cover of People. I'm the new hot guy on All My Children. This is going to be awesome. Like, okay, what am I doing? Interviews? Am I going on The View? What is it? And they're like, you were at Pop Rocks last night. And I was like, yeah, really fun. You should listen to Britney's song. It's really great. And they're like, oh no, you can't do that. And I was like, why? And they're like, well, you can't be gay. You're the new hot guy on the show. You can't go to those places. And in that moment, when the guy is sitting there in the suit with the big logo of All My Children behind his head, and you're a 19-year-old kid, that dream has come true. You're on a show. You're like, oh, okay. And you have to believe what he says. And you're like, oh, okay, that's what I have to do to like save myself to make my dream come true. So you go back in the closet and you don't tell anybody for years. And then you end up hating yourself and becoming this whole thing that a human that you're not who you are. And so it all happens in an instant. And then you have to learn how to re-come out again, because all of a sudden Ryan Murphy happens and Glee happens and the world changes. And then all of a sudden, like you're able to like live that life that you've always wanted, but it's a hard world because like you have to navigate that, because it's like you were told we weren't allowed to be out, but as actors, and now we're told we're okay to be out. But then there's this group of kids that were like, hey, you told us we couldn't do that, and now you're saying it's fine. Make up your minds. Like, yeah. What are we supposed to do? So it's this weird thing we had to navigate, and all of us kind of did it different. You know, you have like your Wentworth Millers who did their journey, and we all kind of had our own little journey to coming out. My ex-boyfriend back in the day, Matt Dallas, who's married now, and you know, he's out and from proud and has a family, and it's so beautiful. And I'm married to my husband, so we all kind of had this little group that had to figure it out on our own.
Yeah. Were you out on Mean Girls? Like, did they know?
Cast knew, but like we didn't talk about it publicly. Like the people in on it knew, but like we didn't, it wasn't, I didn't say yes or no. I just said nothing. Like I didn't say, oh, I have a girlfriend. I just didn't talk about it.
Yeah. Wow. That's,
I became really good at avoiding questions in interviews. Like, oh, so you have your love life. Oh, I just work, you know, really, I'm just married to my career.
Which of the,
I'm just married to, do you like anyone? Oh, I'm really, really working on myself right now. I really like myself, you know, going to take some time for that.
But playing hard to get, doesn't that make it so all of your cast members have crushes on you on every single
No, because they
were aware.
Yeah, I mean, I was Jonathan was very Jonathan. You know what I mean? Like have you watched me kick the soccer ball? Watch the movie again. Watch me try to kick the soccer ball. It's fantastic. I walk up and we did it probably 100 times, and I finally got one shot at it that went in the net. And the director was like, "Cut! That's the fun we're using. Let's move on. He did it one time. That's all we need."
Great. That's fun.
It's fun. It's hot.
It's very hot. Yeah. I mean, now everyone has a podcast. Would you ever do Lindsay's podcast?
I would love to do Lindsay's podcast. I'm hopefully going to do hers and she's going to do ours. We're going to kind of talk about the good old days and share stories, which will be really fun. But I'm so proud of her. She's got her Netflix deal. She's just doing it all, and she's engaged. And it's very funny because we were laughing. We were messaging each other and I'm like, wait, we both got engaged the same year. How weird is that? The only difference is mine's to a dude and yours is to a dude. What a different life we have from then when we first met, right? So it's very fun to see her thrive and shine. And I just wish all great things for her because she's such a star. And I always say she's not her own person. She's her own country. Like she's like a sovereign nation. She's so much larger than life and what her talent capabilities are. So it's like, it's really fun to watch her thrive and see what happens.
This is Paris.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right. And we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is 7 Slitting Questions.
Ready.
What is your spirit animal and why?
My spirit animal is Elphaba in Wicked, the Green Witch, because she embodies everything that I love. You know, she was a little bit outcast, and then all of a sudden she finds herself and she learns to fly, and I feel that's very fitting to who I am. Also, I'm just obsessed with Wicked, so I could talk about it all day long.
I have a feeling you might be the only one selecting Elphaba on this Absolutely. Podcast as their spirit animal. Absolutely. Well done.
Yeah. Next question.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Next sliv. Mm-hmm. Is what is the worst date that you've ever been on and why?
Oh my gosh, the worst date. I think I was probably the worst date for people because I would always like try to go to like weird places, like go to get chicken wings, because I would be like, okay, well, if they can eat chicken wings with their fingers and get all messy, then okay, maybe I can like tolerate another date, because I wasn't into like people that were like very like LA and want to do like LA things. I'm like, let's get dirty and like see if you can hang with that. So I was probably the worst date for most people than most people was worst date for me.
The Rossford came out.
Yes, the Rossford. I was like, have you heard of Hooters? Let's go get their unlimited wings. Come on. Very bad.
That's a cute date though. I like that.
Yeah, I would do it. That's all I have. I have no good date stories. Like,
no good
it's not
ones.
Really that fun. Yeah.
No, I'm kind of with you. The date stories are, that's a good one though. Anytime you can kind of make someone uncomfortable enough that you're like, all right, well, you can't hang.
Yeah. If you can't hang, then peace out.
Yeah.
Well, at least your first date went, your husband went really good.
Yeah, exactly. So. Once that happened, it was just done. but a friend of mine did have a good date story. He went to the bathroom during the date and then snuck out the window.
I've done that before too.
Like actually climbed out the window and was like, peace, and just left.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, him and Paris have something.
Is that what happens to a lot of your dates? They climb out the window in the bathroom or no?
I don't know what they're doing in the bathroom, but they never come back. So, but I have a feeling a lot of them are still there sad that I left.
Sad that you left.
Because they come out a few hours later and they're like, that's weird. Where did he go? It's weird. He paid and left.
Yeah, it's on me. We're good. We're good. Bye.
Yeah. Now I just, if a date of mine goes to the bathroom, I go, oh, where are you going? You can come back.
You're like, and you know, they have a family restroom. I can go in there with you. It's cool, right?
Yeah.
Like they have a family setup.
We just have to pretend we have a kid whose diaper we're going to change. So
very
2022. Ball your sweater up and put it under your arm.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Okay. Great. We've now devolved this question entirely into the best make-believe scenarios of my sadness ever. I love it.
That's why we're here. That's why we do these podcasts, you know?
Oh, my God. What is the craziest rumor that you've ever heard about yourself?
Oh, God.
It's got to be some good ones.
I mean, there's so... I mean, I think the funniest one is that I was gay. Because I think it was in like some magazine, like a Page Six or something, like Jonathan Bennett's gay, like something about like me being gay or something was in one of the tabloids right when Mean Girls came out. And I was like, well, look at this. What lies, huh? They can't get anything right. The plot twist. Surprise.
It's crazy. I mean, a lot of the tabloids are obviously crazy, but then a lot of them are right.
Spot on.
A lot of them are spot on. And then like people will be like, no, it's not true. I think the more famous you are, the less real it is. But when you're like a cusp celebrity and they say something,
you're like, they probably nailed it.
Yeah, they probably nailed it. What about you?
What about you?
Yeah, you've got to have some crazy. Well,
me? Yeah, so that's many rumors. So many weird rumors. But I think one of the weirdest ones was that I was dating Michael Jackson.
Oh, that's right.
I'm like, what? I'm like, I've known him since I was born. Like, definitely didn't date him.
Also very strange to be like, I've known him since I was born. Like, what a crazy life you have.
Yeah.
Like,
insane.
It's, you're my spirit animal. There it is. Yeah. That's who it is. Who's your spirit animal? Paris Hilton.
I love that.
If you could just be Paris for 1 year, just to experience all the random stuff that happens. Because I have a lot of random stuff that happens in my life, but nowhere near to the random stuff that happens in yours. Where like, at the end of a week, you probably sometimes just go, did we just do that? Were we just there doing that? Was that like so many crazy things that would be a lifetime for someone else? And that was just like a week.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And it's so bizarre and so cool. And you can't really explain it.
Yeah. Did you ever hear a rumor about yourself, Paris, that was absolutely true, but you had to deny it? And maybe now in your life, you could be like, oh yeah, that was true. They got it right. Like dating somebody or.
Yeah. Like dating someone, but I just
We didn't want to talk about it. That's why I came
you
on the podcast.
You and Paris
dated? Thing.
Wow.
It was a fleeting summer romance. Summer love.
Who were they right about? Is there any that have come out as like true now that you can reveal?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it.
Paris is too
my
romantic.
Husband.
Right,
yeah,
no, but she's got a husband. And again, I
it's
respect
mean.
That because it's like,
rude.
It's very cool that you have a husband. I understand that where it's like, no, like we're not going to talk about that because that was a different chapter and now I'm with this person and I want to honor that. And I think that's very respectful.
Thank
so
you.
I applaud you for that. Absolutely.
Thank
that's
you.
Why I've avoided every question because I don't want to
upset James.
Upset James because you know what? He's my husband now and that's all that matters.
There have been no dates before James.
You're the
James.
Only one I've ever loved.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Good answers. That's good. Okay.
And, oh my God. Okay. What is the perfect date?
April 25th. because it's not too warm and not too cold, and all you need is a light jacket. I think the perfect date is one that lasts for hours, right? And that's what happened with James and I. We sat on the beach for 6 hours and just talked before we even went to get food. We just sat on the beach and talked. So if you're on a date that lasts for multiple hours and you can't get enough of each other, that's when you know it's right. That's when you're feeling the chemistry, you're feeling it click. That's the perfect date. The perfect date is one that goes on and on and on, and you don't feel like it's been an hour. You're like, we got done on the beach and we're like, oh, what time is it? And we thought it was like an hour or two, and it had been 6 hours. So we had to go to Barney's Beanery because that was the only place that was open. Because it was like 1 a.m.
Great date.
Aww. Yeah, one that lasts for hours.
And now a lifetime.
Yes, exactly. He's downstairs right now with our dog, by the way.
Oh, cute.
All of the dogs. I believe they're all playing
We have
together.
A golden doodle mini named Brad.
Did she meet Slivington?
Yes, or they're he? All playing. His name's Brad. He's very basic. That's why he's Brad. We're getting a brother for him, Chad. So it's Brad and Chad. They're just like basic white boys. They're just like, I'm a golden doodle and I like football. Like, that's what he does. He's playing with your dogs in the backyard right now.
Oh, cute.
They love each other.
Yes. Slivington was a big fan of Brad. Oh, good. Yeah, Slivington was all over Brad.
Slivington's probably like, finally a dog that's like not the size of a mouse.
Yeah. Yes. He's like 20 pounds, so he's perfect. He's like that big.
I think he's the same size as Slivington. Yeah. They were almost like perfect. It's the little paw.
Slivington
right?
peed.
Oh, he was, she gets she was so very excited.
Yeah, so he peed on Brad.
I hate when she
he
does
was into
that.
It. She Thanks. Now we have that. Shower. Yeah, now we have that. Great. Golden Doodle. Oh, great. Here we go.
His name is Golden Shower. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Well, tell Absolutely. Us why.
Okay, I believe in ghosts because my husband will tell the story that is true. We had a medium come to our house when I lived in West Hollywood because we had felt some weird things going on. And the medium came and said, yes, there are ghosts in here. One of them's happy that you guys are here. One of them is not happy that you're here. And one night, James wakes up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and he has to go around the bed to the bathroom, like past me. And he said he woke up one night and he looked over in the corner, and there was a 7 to 8 foot, just like dark, shadowy figure just standing there. And it was like a threatening energy. And James was like trying to like wake up and like see it. And he's like, okay, no, that's not real. And as he moved, it moved towards him. And so finally he just had to like power through and like went to the bathroom and came back out, and it was gone. Then this happened for like 3 or 4 more times in the course of like a month, where he'd wake up and it would be in between him and the bathroom. And finally he just got so mad at it. He's like, just like, go away. Like, I'm not like, whatever this is, like, I can't handle it. Like, he didn't like cower. He's like, you're an idiot. Like, you're a ghost. Go away. Like, was just like, pissed at it. And then I didn't believe him. And then one night, all of a sudden I'm sleeping and I wake up to James being body slammed into the bed.
What?
And I go, wake up, and I go, what just happened? And he goes, and he tells me the story that he was walking and it literally felt like someone grabbed him from the bottom of the feet, picked him up, and then turned him sideways and just body slammed him into the bed.
That's so terrifying. Oh my God.
I didn't want to freak you out, but that I felt that same figure right here by your bedroom. It could be super awkward tonight, but like, it's totally fine. Like, if you see it, just like,
he came with you
James,
here in the car.
Yeah, like, we're leaving
just
him here.
Go to the
His name is Roger.
Bed.
He's fine. He's cool.
Do not go to the restroom tonight.
He likes Netflix.
Hold it.
Yes, you're fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so ghosts are real. I've never seen one, but James has.
Wow.
That's so scary that I can't believe he was just so brave to like.
James is 6'4", right? He's 6'4", 225 pounds. He's a massive football player looking human. And he got body slammed. Like, for him to, he would have to have jumped up in the air on a ladder and then like come down sideways to like make the horizontal like position he was when he fell on the bed.
And you saw.
It wasn't this angle. It came like straight down. Like he was like up in the air, over, boom.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Very crazy.
That's so Jesus. Nuts. Oh my God, I'm so scared now.
Yeah, good luck tonight, Paris.
I hate ghosts.
There's no ghosts in my house, luckily, but I had the
Because
same
you remodeled
feel,
it.
Because I
you
remodeled it. And when I remodeled it,
light some incense, some sage.
The inspector came by. He said, you need to get rid of all these fucking ghosts.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got rid of them. And I actually brought a lot of them here to Paris' house. So.
He's like, you got to rework on that wiring by your bathroom. Needs to be updated. And the ghosts, we got to get rid of those.
There's a plasma feeling in this
Don't
house,
worry.
Yeah.
I know exactly where to take them. Have you ever met a ghost that didn't love cryo? Obviously, that's where they hang out.
Great.
They're in the cryo chamber. Yeah, it's cold.
No.
Now, cool. Now I'm
they're just
to go
in
the cryo
okay,
chamber.
Look, they're in your closet. They're in the cryo chamber and they're in the laundry room. You're fine.
In the shower.
In the shower. Mm-hmm.
Oof, Jesus.
Perfect.
Do you have a laundry room? Places.
Yeah.
Do you do laundry? No.
No.
Some people enjoy it. I love it.
Really?
It's like therapeutic to me. I love the pouring of the things and the pods. Like, I enjoy it.
I like throwing stuff in. I
hate
do not
it
like
out.
Folding and taking it out. I'll do it because I hate seeing it. I don't like leaving it out, but it's like my least favorite chore.
I love it.
What's your least favorite chore, Paris? And what's your favorite
chore? She's like,
chore?
This podcast with you. My least favorite chore of the day is this.
I don't really do chores. I think because I did so many chores at Provo, like all day long, that were like beyond. So maybe that's why.
Also
I
had a
them.
Breakout reality show back in the day about doing chores.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Literally. Kind of like wrote the book on like people that shouldn't need to do chores.
It's a good point.
Like, exactly.
So favorite
you're the winner.
Chore.
I'm chored out.
Favorite chore out of the Simple Life
Do
stuff,
you know or? The Simple Life funny story? The guy that produced, I mean, this is stupid, but the guy that produced it from Super Delicious is our producer of Cake
Jeff
Wars.
Jeff Jenkins?
No, Cohen.
Cohen.
Adam Cohen.
Yeah.
Adam Cohen was my producer on Cake Wars.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
That's, I remember him telling them about the Simple Life. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, if you did that, then you've got to be good. So...
Small world.
My audition for Cupcake Wars at one point. I think it was Cupcake Wars or Cake Wars. I don't remember.
How'd it go? So waiting to hear?
I was, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's, what is it
but
been?
Now
no,
you do.
Years?
Nailed it. No, not
Sugar
nailed.
Rush.
Sugar Rush. So but, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's not happening anymore. But I was so young. It was like one of my first auditions to do Cake Wars or Cupcake Wars. And then I think they gave it to you.
Yeah, they did. But that's cool because I auditioned for Sugar Rush, didn't get it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah. And they said they were going with Hunter. And I said, who's that? And
you
then,
did not
no,
audition,
I didn't
for,
audition
Sugar
for
Rush.
It. No, I didn't.
No.
No. But good show. I saw it. By the way, I want to applaud you. Very fun show.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And there wasn't an audition process. It was a straight to offer.
Yes, that's right, baby. Offer only. I'm an offer only, honey.
Yeah.
Someone wanted me to audition for something. And I was like, like at this point, I'm like, just watch something I've been in. Like, you know who I am. You know what I've done. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. If you don't see it in those and the things that I've done so far, I probably can't do it. So, like, either watch my stuff and know if I can do it or just give it to somebody else. I'm fine.
I'd love to start auditioning again. I just have been with E for so long that I haven't, but I always thought auditioning was so fun. Have you ever auditioned for something? Or you just, like, House of Wax you just got, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, everything you just got. But did you audition for anything?
Like in the beginning, before The Simple Life, yeah, I would like actually go on auditions.
Acting auditions?
I hated it so much.
So awful.
Hated acting class. I hate it. It's so embarrassing, like sitting across from someone and like doing that thing where you like say the word back to each other. I'm like,
and it's
what
pointless. Like there's no point to it. Like I watch some of these acting classes and they're like having you like, okay, you're going to lay on the floor and pretend you're a tree and you're going to like try to figure out the character's roots. And you're like, or you could just say the lines the way they should sound. Like, what do you play? You're playing a 22-year-old jock from Wisconsin. Why don't you just act like a 22-year-old jock from Wisconsin? How about that? And just
you're
say,
making it seem
say
way
those words.
Easier, though.
No, I do nothing. I do zero preparation for anything. Like I just show up and I'm like, well, this is what you should do because that's what it says. So probably just do that because here's the thing. The guy that wrote this is probably in the fucking room deciding if you're getting the job. So maybe we should just do what he says and then you can make it your own when you get to set. But like the people that make the decision are sitting there and they're the ones that wrote this. So just show them what they want to see.
Mm. All right, Paris, time to start auditioning again. Now that you've got that.
Yes.
Jonathan
acting
Bennett,
tips acting with
goals.
Jonathan Bennett. Yeah, awful.
That was
bad.
That was the alternate podcast it could have been, but we went with the Pridecast. Okay, one more sliving question.
One more. Go for it.
All right. Who
is
your
childhood
crush and your current celebrity crush?
Oh my gosh. Childhood crush, Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Home Improvement.
Yes.
And I thought that his last name or his first name was Jonathan. And I thought that was cool. Like, oh, we have the same name. But when I was like a little kid, Home Improvement, he was my jam.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Current celebrity crush. I would say my husband because he's a celebrity on Celebrity Page and he hosts a TV show. So I'll say James because I'm
answer.
Not a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Good answer.
Next question.
I'll say James as well.
Yes. Ah, and weird because James is Hunter. So awkward.
This will be cute. This will be a good weekend. I think that's all of our sliving questions.
I just talked to my sister before I got in here and I was like,
I'm interviewing Jonathan Bennett. She's like, oh my God, I still have the biggest crush on him.
Obsessed. I love your sister. And I remember we would dance our faces off at Joseph's.
Yes.
We would. We would dance in and Ledoux.
Ledoux.
That's it.
So
we would dance our face off. We had so much fun.
So much fun.
Those were the good times.
Concord.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Concord.
Thursdays.
Yes. Hunter, you have no idea. It was a different time to be alive. Didn't Sarah Pantera like release like a picture book or something?
She was telling me about it and she sent me some.
We should make a movie about that time in Hollywood.
We have all this footage that Holly Wiersma filmed. She followed me and Sarah Pantera for like 2 years. And has like thousands of hours of footage.
But Jesus. There's a movie in there of like that, yes, right? Like kids moved to Hollywood everything. In like the late 90s, early 2000s. And like now it's like a 80s thing. Like now that we're getting older, it's like what it was like for the 80s. So there's some type of movie to be made. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a scripted series or something about that.
It'd be fun to see who would play like a young Paris, young Jonathan, young right. Brittany, young Justin, young yes. everybody. Be great. I think it'd be a great film. And I'm excited that all three of us are on this project together.
Yeah, I can't wait. And executive produced by Hunter. Jesus, God help us.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, I'll just be a viewer. Do you know the Pope? I'll pay for the view.
We need a miracle. Someone call the Pope. You might know the Pope. Do you guys know the Pope? I feel like someone in your family would. No?
Gosh, maybe.
I'm so jealous I'm not you. So cool. Like, maybe. I just want her life. Like every day, like you walk in, you have a cryo chamber and she's like, oh, I used to hang out with Michael Jackson since I was like three. Like, what a cool life.
Yeah. Imagine having to come in here every week and just realize that your life is not that great.
No, you remodeled your house, bro. You remodeled your house.
I'll get you guys over at some point.
Okay, cool.
And I have abs.
You have abs. And that's things that really matter.
Only because of my waist trainer.
Uh-huh. He wears a waist trainer.
No, it's not a waist trainer. Anyway, thank you, Jonathan Bennett, so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So much fun. Absolutely. Everyone listen to Pridecast on iHeart.
It's super gay.
Loves it.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.